This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, darling. How can I help?
Okay, I am 48 years old. At 35, I just found out that I have dextrorotation to the right of the heart, 90 degrees. I'm incredibly healthy. I work out. I eat good. Now, is there anything that I should take as I age to keep those valves and everything clear and open, besides my fish oils and my other regimen that I'm following through your program?
Well, with the heart itself, I mean, has your cardiologist recommended anything to you at all outside of medication?
I refuse medication. My heart is healthy, incredibly healthy. I've had all kinds of tests. It's just 90 degrees rotated.
Sure, I understand.
That's
they have
it. I don't.
So you were. Did they want you to take medicine? What was their thought on it?
They wanted me to take stuff, and I said, if I have a healthy heart, I'm not taking medicine. I also work in healthcare, and I know what I want to do. And I've been in the service. I'm very active. And I have no problems. But I'm just wondering, as I age, what should I do? Increase something as far as the regimen you told me to follow, or what do you think?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes down to a regimen, you always, and this is just my adage with heart health, you always want to go with what your cardiologist says first, okay? And if you want to go with the natural methods, then you still need to let them know, you know, kind of the path that you're taking. I think it's smart. Just at least they can document it in their files. I know you're in healthcare, and I know you understand how that works. I think it is important, though, and I think it's more of a respect issue, too. And I know you're probably – I know you're thinking, well, they need to respect your wishes not to do that. And, yes, you're right. They do. So just in the middle of that, realize that that's important, all right? Now, having said that, there's several things that we know that's good for the heart, period. If you just want to talk about good, healthy heart and just – from diet and exercise to supplementation, there's a lot of things that we know that are proven, evidence-based, that are really good for the heart. Now, one, exercise. So 30 minutes a day, I think, from all the research I've done, if you can do 30 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week, then you're doing great. And do something you enjoy. It doesn't matter if it's riding a bike, walking, you know, whatever it might be. Okay. Now, CoQ, as far as supplements go, CoQ10 has great research on it. Period. I mean, it is phenomenal. If you do fish oil, make sure you take the oil, not the gel caps. There are very few gel caps that have the quality where the fish oil has not been heated to put into the gel cap that would cause an issue with it breaking down and potentially turning rancid. All right. So that's one of the main issues. Now, the other with supplementation, vitamin E has some really good research, too. Now, people say that have mentioned that it's cardiotoxic, meaning heart toxic. It's really not. Vitamin E has great research on it. The research they've always done is between 400 IUs and 800 IUs a day. Now, provided you're not taking, you said you're not taking any medicine, so I'm assuming that you know, that's why talking to your cardiologist about them knowing the regimen is just good. They can put it in a chart. They know where you, what you've been doing. They may not agree with it, but that's okay. You know, it's your body, your decision. And it's okay for you to tell them how you want to do things based on your own choices. It's okay. But they need to know so they can file it, and at least they know what you've been doing. So when you come in 2 years from now or a year from now for a checkup, at least they're up to speed on what you've been doing. All right. So CoQ10, really good. The fish oils are very, very good, and vitamin E. Now, the B vitamins, let's talk about that for a moment, because I'm a big fan of doing everything you can to get the nutrients that you need out of your food. That is a big, big deal for me. Knowing that you want to get it out of your food, I mean, that's a key. So you have to plan very well. You know, it sounds like you're already in that phase where you're planning very well, eating very well. So that's a good thing. But to make sure that you're getting that every single day, I mean, all your different servings of fruits and vegetables, that matters. Planning it out, all the dark leafy greens, that matters. All your different colored vegetables matters. Even eating, now if you're not a much of a red meat person, I am. I think that organic, grass-fed, hormone-free beef, lean cuts of it can be very healthy for you. It contains a lot of vitamins and minerals and nutrients in there that are essential, I think, for great health and great red blood cell count and the whole nine yards along with vegetables. So you'll see that in my diet, the anti-inflammatory diet that I am a big fan of, the one's in my book. So in the middle of that, for heart health, along with exercise and along with the supplementation and along with a healthy diet, stress reduction, it's a big one. And we just talked about meditation a minute ago, and it's so important to make sure that you rest. And not only just getting rest at night when you sleep, when it's time to go to bed, but, you know, taking that day a week that I'm a big fan of, that there's a book that's really old, maybe about 2,000 years old, that says to rest one day a week. And that's a real big issue for heart health. If you want to go everything natural way and go that route, that's as important as anything else. It really is for overall health. And I'll tell you another one is rebounding. That's one that we don't ever want to leave off. So when you get in your exercise mode, that 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, whatever you decide to do, rebounding, jumping on a mini trampoline is phenomenal, not just for blood pressure, but for overall heart health. The pumping mechanism that it has is just phenomenal at actually helping with blood pressure-related issues. So hope all that helps. And just know this, you know, with a rotated heart, yeah, I mean, technically, I'm sure your physicians wanted to give you something to at least feel like they're managing your condition. But with the rotation of the heart, just protecting the vessels and just good overall general health is going to be your best bet. 888-283-7272. All these little truths that we hear that we think are ridiculous. You know, you are what you think about. It's true. Whatever you think about all day long is what you will become. And you will become in the next 5 years. The books that you read and the people you hang with, that's who you will be. So watch who you hang out with. Watch the books you read, because that is going to determine the kind of person you're going to be. If you don't like who you are, change who you hang out with. Change the items that you read. You'll change who you are. Change the way you think. You will change the way you live. It's a natural flow of life. It's true. But you have to be very intentional about it. It's interesting how life changes. You know, the paycheck can be dangerous. Payday can be life-threatening, according to a new study. And a U.S. researcher looked at four major demographic groups: the military personnel, people receiving tax rebate checks, seniors on Social Security, and recipients of the permanent fund dividends, such as in Alaska. The largest increases occurred deaths by substance abuse, external causes, and heart attacks. After getting paid, people are just more active. They go out to dinner, head to the store, drive more, etc. Some of the behavior can naturally increase the risk for heart attacks. So watch out for payday. You never know what can happen.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you haven't signed up for Facebook or Twitter, you ought to do that. Stay in touch with everything we have going on, and it's a great way to stay in touch during the day. If you have questions about your health and need to reach out to us, we'll be able to get answers to you that way as well. Plus, it's great to be a part of the discussion that we have each and every day. Let's go and kick it off with Lori. Hi, Lori.
How are you?
Doing well, darling.
I have a couple of questions. One of them is regarding tachycardia. My uncle is in his 60s, and apparently he's been to a cardiologist over the last few months, and when I talked to him last, he said that all of his tests are coming back negative. Tachycardia seems to be occurring mostly at night, and from the information I got, he said his heart rate's 160 to 200, and it lasts for a few hours.
Okay. It's been going on for how long?
You know, I think for several months. I know he has a history of being a type 2 diabetic, and I believe he also has some hypertension and is taking some medicine for that.
Right. Okay. Well, it's one of those issues where, you know, if I knew all of the pieces of the puzzle, it would be helpful. Do you know if they checked his thyroid out?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's one big cause that can cause tachycardia, especially if the EKG tends to be normal for the most part. And then if all the other tests are normal and they're by scratching their head, I'm assuming they checked his thyroid. Surely they did. The other one is it happens when he lays down at night. That's when it kicks in.
He said the evening, the nighttime, the evening time is when he notices it. Yep.
Does he, what is his age, 60?
He's over 60.
Over 60. And how's his stress levels been in the last 6 months?
I don't think it's changed. He's been retired for several years, so he has kind of a cush lifestyle as far as, like, not having to work and things like that.
But what did he do before?
I believe he worked for the airlines. He was some sort of mechanic.
Did he enjoy what he did?
Oh, yeah, I think he did. But I think he did have a high-stress life at that time.
Yeah, but did he enjoy the work? Like, was it something he complained about, or was he excited about it? He enjoyed what he did?
I believe he enjoyed it because he retired from that job. That's the only job he did.
Okay. You know, something that happens to guys, I mean, again, this could be, there's three sides to our health. There's the mental side, which is our mind, our emotions, the subconscious mind. You have the chemical side, which is, it can be nutritional deficiencies, it can be toxicity. There's a lot of issues that can be on the chemical side of things. And then the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves. So you've got all three sides to our health. It's kind of a complete picture. And we always want to look at the chemical side. What's breaking down? What body part's not working right? Is there a deficiency? What supplement do you take? But the reality is, in this kind of situation, it can be a couple of things. Now, typically let's say all the tests are clear. They're all normal. And everybody's scratching their head, okay? Let's just say for the sake of the story, and that's kind of what's happened, but let's say that's exactly what's going on, all right? Well, in that kind of situation, you've got to start thinking, okay, what else in the body could make the heart go tachycardic, could make the heart rate go up? Well, one of the big things is that when you change the position, going from standing up to lying down, and the heart rate increases, it usually is a determination of adrenal fatigue. The adrenals are your adrenal glands or the body's stress glands. It's on top of the kidneys. And when they get worn out, they can get worn out by a multitude of ways. They can get worn out just by stress, emotional stress, physical stress, whatever it might be. There's a lot of different stressors that can typically do that, can wear them out. And when he goes from standing up to lying down, if his heart rate goes up, All the other tests are negative. It could be adrenal fatigue. Now, you're thinking, well, why? How is that even possible when the guy's got a cush lifestyle, he's retired, and he's just hanging out? Well, here's the deal. Unfortunately, men derive a lot of who they are by the work that they do. And that's great if he did this job for 30 years, but now he's retired, and financially he's okay, but mentally he might not be okay. Because although it's nice to take a break for a little while if you've been busting your can, at the end of the day, a man wants to feel like he has purpose, especially if he's a hard worker, if he's got good work ethic. I mean, there's some guys that are just lazy and they don't want to do anything. I don't know what to do with all that. I don't even understand that mindset. I have a hard time with that. But then there's guys that get up and they just run hard all day, and they've just got an intense drive to make a difference and to have an impact in life, regardless of what that is for them. Whatever their gifts and talents and abilities are, they want to do their best. And they want to serve, and they want to leave a legacy of something of themselves here on this earth when they leave, to their kids and their grandkids. And I think that when a man retires, something happens. And it's kind of like you work hard and, you know, then all of a sudden you retire and you're like, is this all there is? I'm just going to like fade out. And the stress of that could be causing some of these issues. And they could be subconscious. He could probably tell you, I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. He's probably, you know, if he's got that kind of mentality. But the reality is, you know, that a lot of men go through this. And that could be his body's way of adapting or, you know, trying to cope with the stress of not working and not being at the pace that he used to be at. So it's something to consider for sure. And I mean, I wouldn't even ask him those questions, you know, without him getting defensive, and actually see if he can dig in there a little bit, see if he can figure out exactly what's going on, and kind of, you know, find that place where he's at. And again, adrenal fatigue, if it is in that category, and it could be adrenal fatigue driven by the emotions, and if it is, there's a lot of things supplementally you can do from, you know, eating better. You avoid red meat, red wine, processed foods. That can increase and strengthen the adrenal glands. Salt intake, provided he doesn't have high blood pressure, can actually really help rebuild the adrenals. People that crave salt are in adrenal fatigue for the most part. And, you know, there's several supplements, phosphatidylserine, green tea. There's a lot of great healthy foods that can rebuild the adrenals, vitamin B5, vitamin C. There's a lot of great things you can look into. But at the end of the day, I think you got to get to the root of what's going on. See, when all the medical tests say negative, that's when the common sense meter needs to kick in and you need to start looking at some of the mental type of issues. Tackle those and watch what happens with this health.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News.
Florida resident Cesar Sayoc Jr. was charged Friday with 5 federal crimes related to at least 13 mail bombs being sent to former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other leading Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on how they were able to apprehend the suspect.
I want to focus for a moment on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab. Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc.
Megyn Kelly is out at NBC as her show has been canceled as the network continues to deal with backlash surrounding the now former host's recent blackface comments. The Dow was down 296 points to close the week at 24,688. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Martin Armato, designer and lifestyle expert, TV host and author, is here to share his helpful tips. How can we start and start out with giving our home a nice quick refresh as we head into the season?
I love the fall season, and there are different things that we can do throughout the house to really give it an update, a spruce up, if you will. Let's begin with safety first. It's super important. And what I want you to do is go ahead and test all of your home safety devices, like your smoke alarm, your carbon monoxide detectors, and you want to make sure that the batteries are functioning properly. In addition to that, you can also take the time to replace any outdated alarms that you have throughout the house. Now, you can do that with a product that I love. It's the First Alert 10-Year Smoke Alarm. As the name says, it has a sealed 10-year battery, which means it needs no replacing for the life of the alarm. In addition to that, it combines a photoelectric smoke alarm and also a carbon monoxide alarm.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
So for more information, we have a website called betterstuffforlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You've got questions, we've got answers. We want to help you any way that you need help. And so remember that. And if you've got friends, you've got family members, you've got coworkers, you've got loved ones, and you want to empower their health, you want to figure out a way to be able to take them from where they are to where they need to be. And send me an email. You want me to make it part of the show? I will. If you want me to answer it in private, we will. Whatever we need to do to help you be a better you so that you can be better for others, to help them. That's what this is all about. It's about people helping others. And you don't have to be a doctor to help others. You just need the information and the care and the concern to be able to provide that information and empower them. That's what it's about. All right, mammograms, big topic. And so many people, they wonder, well, do they cause more harm than really the benefit for the screenings and doctors? Do they overdo them? Well, there's a study out, and again, it's one of the longest running breast cancer screening studies. And breast cancer obviously is one of the top leading health challenges that we have among women. And they did a breast cancer screening study. It was the largest one ever conducted. Regular mammograms prevent deaths from breast cancer. And the number of lives saved increased over time. An international research team said on Tuesday, the study of 130,000 women in two communities in Sweden showed a 30% fewer women in the screening group died of breast cancer. And this effect persisted year after year. So now, 29 years after the study began, the researchers found that the number of women saved from breast cancer goes up with each year of screening. And we found that the longer we look, the more lives are saved. Professor Stephen Duffy, the Queen Mary, University of London, whose study was published in the Journal of Radiology, said in a statement, he said that Elizabeth Breast Care Center in Rochester, New York, there was a Dr. Dotantis, and he was not involved in the study, but the radiologists were, and they concurred with the Swedish study, saying that it's even more benefit than we understood in the beginning. So what do you need to do? Well, here's the deal. With mammograms, obviously you need to have them. I think so. And there's a lot of natural guys out there and gals that will, they're probably just saying, you've got to be crazy. But I've seen too much. I've worked with physicians that do this for a living. I've seen the results. Do I think they're overdone at times? Yes. Do I think breast thermography can be beneficial? There's some controversy on that. There's some challenging research on it. Can they be good? Yes. Can they be invalid and have you looking at things that aren't even cancer? Yes. But so can mammograms. So the mammogram is a standard right now, and that's what, you know, obviously the gold standard for screening purposes. And thermography, if you're wanting more of a natural alternative approach, you can go that route, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, breast cancer is nothing to play around with, and early detection, just like anything else, is the key, and they are catching it early. It is amazing. I have worked with some of the breast centers in the country and seen how their team works in the team approach, from the radiologist to the oncologist to the breast surgeons, and it is phenomenal how it works, and it's saving lives. And so I am a fan of the screenings, and I don't think it's wasted. I'm a fan of testing. And people say, well, what about the radiation, and what about, you know, causing cancer, and what about the biopsies? And that's a whole different animal. There's different ways to biopsy, and there's different ways of doing that. And, you know, again, that comes down to personal decision and personal choice. So one oncologist will say cancer cells don't spread. Another one says we don't really know. So it just depends on who you're talking with and how adamant they are about the studies that they've read and the studies they've been a part of. So, again, it is personal decision, personal choice. But just know that they've done pretty big study in Sweden, and it definitely brought larger percentages. I know that there are some docs that don't agree with that. I'm kind of in the middle on that because I've seen research for both. But in this one, it shows strong percentages toward what's leading to catching it early, which is a big, big key. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Clarence. Hi, Clarence.
Yes, how you doing, Doc?
Living well. What's up?
I have a question about eczema.
Okay.
Okay, it didn't come on to me later on in life, you know, after I turned 35. And I've just spent a tour in Iraq. Came back, when I was over there, everything was fine, you know, but I came back to the States in Savannah, Georgia. And it seems like my skin is dry, even though it's in a humid atmosphere, but I'm trying to find out if there's something you can take internally to reduce the inflammation or the dryness. Because after you take a shower or so, maybe about 3 minutes later, you're really dry. I put some emollients on, and, you know, it like absorbs it like a sponge. And then, you know, I'm like dry again. And, you know, the flaking and what have you.
Can be quite a bit. Yeah, well, skin conditions are always inside out, not outside in. So to be concerned about what you're putting on the outside of your skin, there's nothing wrong with taking care of your skin that way. You have to look at what's not happening on the inside that's causing it to be so dry, and that's also causing it maybe to have, you know, some more of the eczema type symptoms to it. So what have you changed? So you've just gotten back from a tour. By the way, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean that, too. I just talked with a guy today who is my neighbor, and he's very bitter. And he toured Vietnam twice.
Uh-huh.
And just a great, great man in the Navy. And he's an older guy, and he just sits around. I'll sit with him, and he just tells story after story, but he's real bitter. And he just feels like no one cared. You know, back in that time, it's when they were burning flags, and there's a lot of negative going on, and it just really breaks my heart. And I was just really challenging him. I was like, you know, not everybody feels that way. I mean, there's
right.
people like me. I wasn't even born during that. I was barely born when that was going on. And, you know, I'm grateful. So I never come across, whether it's an airplane, airport, wherever I am, somebody that served that I don't say thank you, because it means the world to me and my family. So the bottom line is for your health is this. Make sure when you've got skin conditions that you're taking some kind of omega-3 fatty acid. Okay, like a cod liver oil is one of the best fish oils you can take. And you don't want to do the gel caps because it takes like 14 gel caps to get one tablespoon. So you'll be taking a bunch of those, and the quality is not that good. So the oil itself will make a big difference. If you take a couple tablespoons a day of that for about a month, you'll notice a big difference with your skin. Big difference. I mean, night and day. It'll happen in 3 or 4 days. And that's typically what's on the bottle as far as directions go for adults. A tablespoon a day is pretty normal. But if you're having a lot of symptoms, then, you know, the fish oil is pretty resilient. It's got vitamin A and vitamin D in it. But, again, you'd have to take a ton for you to, you know, take too much of it, so to speak. Now, real quick, are you allergic to anything?
No, not that. Well, I'm allergic to quite a few. Like 88, I think, different grasses and what have you. Because I went to an allergist in Savannah, and he just punched my back with so many different things. And he said, I have no food allergies. I turned around, my back just flared up. I was like, what is that? Then dust mites was also, he said.
Yeah.
But my back was just like lit up. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Come on, man. Give me something for this.
Do you eat a lot of dairy products? Like milk, yogurt, cheese?
Well, not much. I kind of thought that at one time I would eat bran cereal. I thought I'd like get carried away sometimes in Cheerios. And I would think, it would cross my mind, hey, maybe you think you had too much milk, you know, two bowls of cereal, what have you, now in the morning running, getting out of, you know, the exercise and all.
Right.
But I that may have affected me at one time. It crossed my mind about the dairy products.
Well, the dairy products like milk, cheese, and yogurt, and then also any kind of flour-based foods like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of things. When you have a skin condition, gluten, which is a protein that's found in all the grains, like the bran cereal that you're talking about, the gluten that is in there can flare up and cause skin reactions like you're experiencing. It can cause dryness. It can cause itching. It can cause little bumps to form like dermatitis. So a lot of times eliminating certain foods can make a big difference in the way that our body reacts in certain ways. So it could be a deficiency, or it could be a food allergy, or it could be some type of food sensitivity that you're having that could be causing some of these issues. So 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Okay. Well, I've got a huge panel of symptoms that I'm hoping that you can help put all together for me. And
okay.
We'll just, I guess, tackle one by one. I went through a divorce about 2 years ago.
Okay.
3 months after he left, I stopped having periods. Okay, I'm 36.
Okay.
So I was 34 at the time. And then other symptoms that I've been experiencing, just general fatigue. I'm just not my energetic, peppy self. I'm usually pretty peppy. And I was getting these little open sores just inside of my nostrils. They would flare up, and then they go away, and then another one would come, and they just keep coming and going.
Okay.
It's far as the fatigue, you just feel almost like a 900-pound weight behind you, and you're just dragging it through the day.
And you just can't get it off as easy. I understand. Let's do this. We got to go into a commercial break. So hang tight, Aaron. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all these symptoms that are making you feel fatigued and what we can do to tackle.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open, 888-283-7272, or you can check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Aaron. Aaron's been going through some challenges, as we like to say. Divorced, also going through extreme fatigue, even had open sores in your nostrils, and stopped having periods for a period of time. You're only 36 years young, right? So you've got a lot going on, and we need to kind of connect the dots. So why don't you keep going from where you left off?
Okay. Also, struggle a lot with severe constipation, but that's been an issue since, from what my mom said the day I was born. And I found some supplements that help so that I can get somewhat regular, but it's not real consistent results. And, of course, I'm having trouble sleeping every now and again. And obviously the days that I don't get to sleep, I feel worse. And there's that 900-pound weight again. So there's a pretty good panel of symptoms there. As far as what I'm doing to help myself, I've taken a lot of supplements to try to help the mood and the irritability that kind of comes with the fatigue. And I've, you know, obviously a multivitamin. I do take the foundational four, plus I've added some other things. I thought maybe I was anemic, so I added iron. And most everything I take is a whole food supplement.
Okay. Well, have you had tests done? Have you had blood work done? Have they checked your thyroid? Have they checked, I mean, what have they checked or have they not checked? Where do things land, say, with your visits to your doctor?
Okay, when I stopped having periods, I went to get my gynecologist to get tested to figure out what was going on. She put me on a round of progesterone, a 10-day course, and that didn't do anything. So then I went back and then got a blood test. Results came back, everything was normal.
Everything was normal, meaning she checked all your hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. She checked iron. She checked B12. She checked everything.
As far as I know, I don't know specifically what she checked because I just told her what was going on, and then she ordered the test from there, and I don't know specifically what she ordered.
Okay. But she just said, everything looks normal. I have no idea.
Right.
Kind of.
And then I went to another gynecologist, and I got the same thing, normal test results, and said that it was probably just stress-related. But now this is going on, you know, almost 3 years later.
You got divorced when?
I got divorced. The divorce was final 2 years ago. He left 6 months before that, so 2.5 years he was gone.
So you started feeling bad 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, and a little bit before that, and I'd say that was probably due to stress because of...
You knew things were falling apart?
Yeah, I recognized my marriage was falling apart. I started feeling bad at that point, I think.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No, no children.
No kids. No. You know, divorce is just is brutal. It's one of the toughest things for anybody to go through. And the emotional stress that it puts on someone... Even at the subconscious level, where you don't even know it, I mean, you can't even recognize what it's doing to you,
right,
is pretty substantial. I mean, I would say if you feel like there's a 900-pound weight on you, and you feel like that, I mean, the whole constipation thing, we can deal with that. But if you feel fatigued all the time, have you done any antidepressants? Have you gone that route with your doctors at all?
I did years ago, and then I just got off of them because I had so done some research and reading and side effects, and then I just decided it wasn't the best choice for me.
So. Which one did you take?
I was on Wellbutrin.
Okay.
And before that, they had put me on Lexapro, Prozac. I tried a couple different ones that weren't very effective.
Which one was the most effective?
The Wellbutrin.
Okay. So your dopamine was low. That's what Wellbutrin does. It works on dopamine. Okay. That's good. That's really good information, by the way. All right, here's the deal. If you're feeling like you've got all this weight on you, you're constipated, your energy levels are low, definitely is brain chemistry, okay? But it could be thyroid. It could be thyroid being in an autoimmune state. That's a possibility. So no one's checked that. I would ask them to check TPO. Just remember those three letters, TPO. And you have your doctor check that. That's a hidden underlying chronic fatigue factor that sometimes is overlooked. A lot of docs won't look for it. And so that's a real key. I would look for anemias. I would look for a vitamin D deficiency. That's a big one. Have you had that checked, vitamin D?
I don't. Like I said, I don't know if you check it, but I do take vitamin D supplement every day.
Yeah, I would get that checked because if it's low, and see the low end of the range is about 30. So you always want the numbers to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. That's the key for vitamin D, and it really plays a big role in brain chemistry. Have you done anything, just curious, have you done anything to get past the divorce?
Yes, I've been in biblical counseling for the past year.
Okay.
And before that, I was doing just a lot of kind of reading and Christian books based on the Bible to try to counsel myself, and then I start talking to somebody.
I think that's awesome, and I think that is going to be a big road to healing for you, because it really is one of the greatest challenges to walk through. So here's let me throw some things at you. Do some research on this, okay? Brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, that's the link. And dopamine sounds like it's the one. I agree with you not wanting to be on the medications for a long period of time. I totally get that. Dopamine, though, here's some real good foods that can help with dopamine. There's good research behind it. Meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Those foods right there, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, very good. Caffeine lowers dopamine, so you want to make sure you consider staying away from foods high in caffeine. Or drinks as well. And glutathione, tyrosine, vitamin B6, and N-acetylcysteine are all very good, too, at supporting healthy dopamine levels. So I hope that helps. Stay in touch. You can always send me an email.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.